Welcome to Believers Academy. We're so glad you are joining us in this series, Change Things Through Prayer. You are studying Lesson 2, How to Have Conversations with God. To get the most out of this lesson, you can download the accompanying materials and use them for further study. At any time, you can pause to look up scriptures, make notes, and rewind to catch up.
Hello, partners. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Welcome to the Believers Academy Prayer Series. There's no time or distance where the Word of God is concerned. There's no time or distance in the realm of the Spirit. That means that the Word preached, as long as it's the Word of God, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, or 100 years ago, it's as relevant today as it was then. Amen. So, let's get to it. Jesus is alive and prayer still changes things. Your prayer will change things. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, we ask you today in the name of Jesus, in this broadcast, to open the eyes of our understanding. Show us, Lord, reveal to us the things that the Word has to say about prayer and how to pray and how to communicate with you, Father. We have deep desire for communication with the very throne of God, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. When we closed yesterday, we were in the sixth chapter of the book of Ephesians. Remember now, Jesus said, men ought to always pray and not faint, not give up, not turn coward and cave in, one translation said. Now, in the sixth chapter of the book of Ephesians, the Apostle Paul gives us some startling information here. In the 10th verse, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Our prayer lives must be based on God's strength, God's power, God's Spirit, God's way, God's mind, God's Word, God's name, God's armor. Instead of our own strength saying, oh, well, you know, brother, I'm just such a failure. I'm just unworthy. I'm just so no good. Really, if you analyze that, and I've done it time and time and time again, even though the intentions were not wrong, it was a basic intention to have humility before God, but when you analyze it, it wasn't anything but trying to con God into some things. And let me show you what I mean by that. I don't mean it in an ugly manner. I'm just telling you, we need to change some of this stuff. I'm not against the way your church prays or anything else. I'm against the devil that's brought this kind of junk into our churches. Amen. If we realize that we're acting one way in prayer and living the other way all the rest of the time, then something's wrong. And when you're praying, say, oh, God, I'm just so unworthy. I'm just so no good. I don't deserve all, you know, go on with that, on and on and on. And then leave right out of your prayer closet, come right over here, and get your sign and get out in the middle of the street, and parade up and down the street for civil rights and human rights. Wait a minute. I mean, I'm all for that. I ain't all that high on signs and parading. I mean, there is a place for that, but that's not really the weapons of our warfare. We can handle 99.9% of that in intercession in the power of God. And if we would, and if we knew how, and like I said, I'm not altogether against that, but that's really weak compared to what's available to us in the Holy Ghost and in the prayer of intercession. But that's on down the road here a little ways. What I want to point out to you is this. For instance, somebody you can stand up there to God and say, I'm so unworthy and I'm so no good and I'm just your blah 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 blah. And then your child comes in from school and says, they told me I wasn't good enough to sit up on the front row. Who told you that? Lord bless God. Now, wait a minute. Now, are you worthy or unworthy or just what are you? The Bible says to think, not to think of ourselves more highly than we ought. This is in the book of Romans, 12th chapter. Not to think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think, but to think soberly, think right, think straight, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. We want to be strong in His might. Certainly your child has the same rights as anybody else. As a child of God, you have heavenly rights, praise God. You have a right to come boldly to the throne of grace in the name of Jesus. You have a right to the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, your feet shod with the shoes of the preparation of the gospel of peace. Amen? How? With your loins girt up with the word of the living God coming in His might. You don't come to God and carry on about all what you're not. You come into God talking about who you are in Christ Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I want to thank you. I was lost and undone, but thank God I'm not lost and undone anymore. I was unworthy and undeserving, but thank God not anymore, because I'm not praying in the name of that old unworthy, old lost and undone one. I'm praying in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I come in His name. I come in His blood. I come in His word. I come in His life. I come in His way. Hallelujah. Ooh, you about to get some things done now. You're not there to try to just con God or talk God into doing something. You're there to receive from God, communicating with God. Amen. There's more to prayer than just an escape hatch or an escape valve. There's more to prayer than just waiting until things are so absolutely terribly bad that you don't have any other way out. Oh, maybe if we pray. No, no. No, 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 no. The Bible tells us to pray constantly, unceasingly. Jesus said men ought always to pray. Men ought to pray always in every situation. You ought to communicate with God when you're not on the beg for something. Amen. There ought to be times you say, I didn't come in here today, Lord, for anything. I just want to spend a few minutes praising you. Oh, I'd just like to sit down here at your feet and watch you run the universe. Praise God. You know, I've read in your word where it says your eyes search to and fro across the earth, seeking those to whom you may show yourself strong. Look no further. Here I am. I'm ready. I want to hear your voice. I want to know your spirit. I want to communicate with you. I want to walk with you. I want to talk with you. Oh, God ain't going to ever talk with me. I know it. I wouldn't either. I mean, anybody walk around talking like that all the time. If I walked up to you and said, Brother, I just came to tell you how much I love you, came to share with you, thought we might spend a little time together. Oh, you don't love me. Ain't nobody love me. I don't want to talk to you. How could I talk to you? How could anybody talk to you like that? You have to begin to take by faith what God has already said and then begin to communicate with Him in receiving, in praising, in giving to Him. Amen. Then when things that are tough do come up, you're already there. You're already in His presence. You're already communicating with Him, and you can just stop and say, Lord, what about this? Did you hear what that fellow said? I know you did. You know, I'm not going to receive that, Lord. I'm going to talk to the devil about that, Jesus. Excuse me just a minute. Satan, take your hands off of my property. Thank you, Lord. I just wanted to take care of that for a minute. I mean, you know, there's a stray dog coming here for a second. And hallelujah. I'm talking about a life of prayer, brother. And I'm talking about more fun than you have ever had in your life. I'm talking about an adventure that makes all that sin the devil's leading people in and calling it fun. I mean, it makes that pale, man, in the light of the adventure that God has given us. All right. Ephesians 6:10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God. And then he lists all that armor and so forth. Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood. I got to say this to you over and over and over again. We're not against flesh and blood. Now, the devil uses flesh and blood, which makes it look like people are your enemy, but they're not. It's the spirits, the principalities, the powers. We wrestle against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spirits of wickedness in heavenly places. That's Satan's rank and file from the bottom up. Principalities are the lowest form of spiritual being that you'll have anything to do with. They are referred to as flies. Beelzebub is the father of flies. There's a myriad of these little spiritual insects. Powers, principalities, powers are the next rank up. Then listen to this one. Rulers of the darkness of this world. That's the highest ranking evil spirit that you'll have anything to do with in this earth. Then wicked spirits in heavenly places. Satan can't be everywhere at one time. We talk to him directly in speaking to one of these rulers of the darkness of this world or wicked spirits in heavenly places, the ones that are trying to govern nations and so forth. If you study your Bible out and find that that's true, you pull those down through prayers of intercession and so forth. But in your own personal life, in the life of your loved ones, in situations and things in this earth, we have to do with those rulers of the darkness of this world. But we speak to Satan. He is one being. He is not omnipresent. He can't be everywhere at once. But he's at the root of it. He's the boss of the whole thing. He is a wicked spirit. Well, you could put it this way. He is the wicked spirit in this heavenly realm, in this heavenly atmosphere around the earth. We're speaking to him in the name of Jesus because he's the father of lies, the Bible said. He's the father of it all. So I use his name and I speak to him directly, and all them little rulers of darkness, they may be rulers of darkness, they ain't my ruler. I'm a child of the light, praise God. And so they're not going to rule my life. And run them out of there in the name of Jesus. Now we're going to find out in these different kinds of prayer. If you go down there to that 18th verse, praying always with all prayer. Other translations say all different kinds of prayer. Study it out, get you a concordance, and look up the words in the Greek and so forth, and see that it says praying always with all different kinds, different manner, one translation says, all manner of prayer, all different kinds of prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints and for me. Well, he was in the ministry, wasn't he? Yeah, so we pray for the ministry that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Now, we need to realize that when we deal with the devil directly is one type of prayer. This is a type of communicating with God. It's been misused, misunderstood, in some cases not used at all. By going to God and saying, oh God, we bind the devil. Well, don't tell God, tell the devil. Jesus said, in my name cast him out. Oh, Brother Copeland, you think he's liable to hear me? You better pray to God he hears you, because if he don't hear you, he ain't going. And besides that, he doesn't leave from people full of fear. He leaves from people full of faith. You have to deal with the devil by faith. Amen. And boldly. So, that'll come later, but you have to understand I'm pointing this out as a part of one of these different manners of prayer, and it comes under the heading of prayer that changes things. So let's start with that. Now we found here that we have weapons that guarantee results in prayer. So we need to start out with the realization that this full armor of God and the Holy Spirit, the name of Jesus, the Word of the living God, and so forth, are weapons that are powerful through God, mighty through God, for the pulling down of strongholds and so forth. So we're not out battling battles. We're out doing victory, praise God. We don't wrestle the devil hoping to win. We wrestle the devil based on the fact that we already have victory in the name of Jesus. Now then, this fact that we have weapons that guarantee results in prayer needs to come boldly into your thinking. I'm not going into this thing to try to win. I'm not going into this thing to see if God will answer. No, 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 no. I have the weapons of God, the name of Jesus, the Word of God, the Holy Ghost, all this armor of God, praise God, all the different kinds of prayer. We need now just find out what they are. So the first kind of prayer we're going to talk about, which is really the broadest of all of them, other than intercession, but this one covers the most of what you and I have understood in the past as being prayer. Most people didn't realize that thanksgiving and praise is prayer. Most people didn't realize that worship is prayer. Now, they realized dedication is prayer, but then didn't know how to dedicate either. So, let's start off with this first area of prayer that changes things. In that heading, if you were going to make an outline and you made that point number one, then you'd come over and prayer that changes things, you're going to find, one, the prayer of agreement. Jesus said in Matthew 18, 19 and 20, that any two of you on earth shall agree as touching anything that they shall ask, that they shall ask. You understand that? That they shall ask. The asking is very important. Jesus said, ask and you shall receive. Now, why? this is going to come up later, but I have to answer this for you right now, because if you don't, you get into all kinds of strange things. Well, the Word says He knows you need it before you ask. Why should I ask? He just knows what I need. No. That's partly true, but you can take that out of its context and destroy your prayer life with it. Why ask? Because God desires your communication with Him. And two, I want to tell you this, my brother and sister, if you never communicate with Him, you're never going to make that connection that causes what you need to be manifest in this earth. The devil steal it off of you. He steal it off of you all the time. So ask and you shall receive. Back now again to the prayer of agreement. There's also the prayer of binding and loosing. Bind and loose. Think about that. You can bind the power of the devil. You can loose the power of God into a situation. Amen. Then there is petition and supplication. And also in prayer that changes things comes the prayer of intercession. Now we're going to treat the prayer of intercession as a field of prayer separate unto itself, because it has some peculiarities about it. There are some other peculiarities in prayer. The field of finance, where money is concerned, there's some peculiarities about that that you need to know. And I'm going to talk to you some about that on Friday of this week, but I'll mention it to you right here. You can't buy anything by yourself. You can't give by yourself. You can't receive by yourself, and you can't sell by yourself. If you can't give or receive or buy or sell by yourself, it's going to involve somebody else all the time. Anytime something involves somebody else, it could involve their faith or it could involve their unbelief. It could involve their ungodly life. It could involve whatever they are. You're going to come into contact with that constantly where praying concerning finances are concerned. Another thing is that God is a spirit. We're dealing with things. When you're dealing with money, you're dealing with a thing. You're dealing with something that Satan uses powerfully, creating a love for it. And the love of money is the root of all evil, the Bible said. Not money, the love of it. So there are peculiarities concerning praying about finances and so forth. I want to show you what those are. There are peculiarities where intercession is concerned, because here again, you're dealing with the life of somebody else. And when you're dealing with the life of somebody else, I mean, you know, I don't know whether you realize it or not, but you may be, when you're dealing with the life of somebody else, I mean, just be frank about it, brother, that foul up what you're doing. Amen. I mean, you can pray for somebody one minute and they'll go out and do something, tear up everything you prayed the next minute. So there are ways and spiritual laws that govern that, that if you tried to pray with those kind of laws where your own life is personally concerned, would absolutely mess your faith up and mess that prayer up. When you pray where yourself is concerned, you go to the Word, you get God's promise on it, and you pray the prayer of faith. You pray in line with it. You might possibly be praying in the area of petition and supplication, depending on the situation. You'd be praying concerning some of these other things. But you pray, and your faith is the only one involved. Slam your faith up against the mountain. Be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea. Believe that you receive it. And from that point on, I mean, it's nothing. You're just praising God for it. Maybe you won't ever pray about it again. You don't ever request that from God anymore, because that's where you're personally concerned. But when you get over into intercession, you don't pray intercession like that. All right. Now, the prayer of agreement, binding and loosing, petition, supplication, prayers of intercession. Now, you go over into thanksgiving and praise, and there's a whole different thing where thanksgiving and praise is concerned. Of course, it's all by faith. But you have to realize and learn how faith is applied in all of these different areas. You go over into dedication and worship. You can pray a certain way where dedication is concerned and worship that you can't pray over in the prayer of faith. It'll absolutely destroy it. You go into dedication, you say, Lord, you know, I'll do whatever you want me to do. I'll go wherever you want me to go. I prayed this years ago and I still mean every word of it. I'll say anything you want me to say. I'll do whatever you want me to do. If it be your will, whatever it is, I will do it. Now that's prayer dedication. And if it be your will, I'll go to the far corners of the earth. If it be your will, I'll stay right here. If it be your will. See, I can pray if it be your will in that context and pray it in faith and mean every word of it. However, come over here to pray the prayer of faith that shall save the sick, the Bible said, and say, Oh, Father, if it be your will to heal this person. Now I've gotten way out of line because the Word of God is explicit about His will concerning the healing of that person or any other one. And for me to pray that now has severed the faith connection here. Instead of praying, in the name of Jesus, I believe I receive healing when I pray. And I speak to the mountain of the sickness and the disease, and I cast you out. And Jesus said, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And so you shall recover. I exercise my faith as an elder of the church. I anoint you with whatever other instructions the Bible gives, but I cannot pray, oh Lord, if it be your will, save Uncle Bill. If it be your will. No, it is His will that all men come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Can you see that now? So we're learning the difference in these different fields of prayer. There are different forms of prayer. I think it's amazing that some people think God won't listen if your eyes are open. Some won't think He won't listen if your eyes are shut. I remember I saw a fellow, church I was raised in, and don't need anybody pray on their knees. And I saw a preacher come to that church one time, and he got down on one knee next to the pulpit, and everybody in their mouth fell open, you know. And I'm thinking, I'm sitting over there watching, I thought he ain't going to get but half what he prays for answered because he's only on one knee. Well, I mean, that, you know, that is just the foolish thoughts of a little boy about 8 or 9 years old. But I'll tell you what, I wasn't thinking anything any more foolish than all the rest of these people in there. Because it's not your knees that get it done. It's not your eyes that get it done. I mean, Jesus prayed with His eyes shut, His eyes open, laying on the ground, standing up, sitting down. No, no. The forms of prayer are not based on where your body is and all that kind of thing. The forms of prayer are based on God's Word. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're out of time. Tomorrow we'll get into the prayer of agreement. We're going to talk about that and get involved into its workings and the ins and out of it. And we're going to have a good time on the broadcast tomorrow. For right now, let you and I pray. Let's set ourselves together before God. I'll add my faith to yours. You add your faith to mine. This ministry is expanding and reaching, beginning to reach back out again very slowly. There were a lot of stations we had to let go of and all that kind of thing. And we need your prayer. We want you to pray with us. You pray with me. I'm going to pray with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray together. We set ourselves together. That our needs be met according to your riches and glory both the needs of all the people in the sound of my voice, spirit, soul, and body, financially, socially, and all the needs of this ministry, spirit, soul, body, financially, and socially, and every person in this ministry. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now you're going to have to start doing some praying, because what you learn, you're going to be responsible for. Amen.
Whoa, now wait a minute, you ain't done yet. There's more in this series, so don't miss out. And don't try to jump around, yeah, but I want... No. Just watch each and every lesson and learn and pray and pray and learn. And then learn and pray and pray and learn. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for studying with us today. Please join us for the next lesson.